Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Week 14, Thursday Night Football, Patriots at Steelers. Let's go. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Taking the Points podcast, part of the SB Nation NFL show, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code SBNFL, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Agent eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Hello, everybody. I am Chris Dunnels at Chris Dunnels on Twitter, joined as always by the one, the only, Jay Spence. Spence, say hello to the people.
What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody had a nice, fun weekend. I hope all your bets hit, or at least I hope as many of your bets hit as mine. That's what I hope.
That's right. We had a good, it was a good game. You were right in calling it a lot closer than we thought it was going to be coming into it, but it was a good game, and we had a good week just overall. A lot of good bets pay off, and now we're looking at a stinker of a game, I think, in my opinion. So as excited as I could have been for Cowboys and Seahawks, Patriots and Steelers, man, this is kind of setting up to be a snooze fest, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, our only hope is if Mitch Trubisky can find the magic somewhere and have one of the best games of his career. I don't see it happening. I just think, you know, we don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the Patriots. Whoever it is, I don't have any faith that they're going to do a good job. So, yeah, no, this game is going to be one of the ones that you're going to depend on betting. You're going to depend on heading over to DraftKings Sportsbook and putting some good parlays in, or some good, you know, you're going to depend on making some money in order to enjoy this game.
That's right. So that's what this podcast is for, right? So you can have a big Thursday night showdown between two top NFL teams, two good young quarterbacks, where the game's going to be exciting regardless. Then you can have a game like this where you say, you know what, I'm a fan of football, but in order to find some way to get excited, to get up for this game, let me throw some money down and try to get a little fake excitement by potentially winning some money here. And here we've got, despite everything you said about the Patriots and not knowing who's going to be their quarterback, and the fact that we know Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the quarterback for the Steelers right now are favored by 6. They're 6-point home favorites to the Patriots. What do you think about that?
You know, this is one of those games. So like earlier in the season, there was a couple of games where you kind of made mention, like, you know what, I could see this being a game that is completely crazy and it's nothing like what any of us expect, or I can see a game where it's a 9-6 score at the end of the game, you know. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, both defenses could have pretty big days. It could be situations where there's some turnovers and short fields for the offense to score. So who knows? But I'm gonna say that the Pittsburgh Steelers are gonna take, you know, they're gonna cover the spread, but I don't think it's gonna be one of those 35 to 28 games. Not by any means.
Yeah, so let's skip ahead then. The over-under for this game is a whopping 30 points. So odds makers think these two teams will combine for something around 30 points. That is wild that that total is so low, but I agree with everything you've said. I think that the winner of this game I could see coming down either way. Frankly, I could see the Patriots upsetting the Steelers on the road and stealing a win with Bill Belichick, you know, at head coach. You never know what he could pull. But the one thing I'm sure of is what you said earlier. This is not going to be a shootout. You know, this is not going to be 35, 38. No one's dropping 50. Because of everything you said about the defenses, sure, but these offenses, even at their best, are pretty poor, just being honest. And that means no offense to the Patriots or to the Steelers. Obviously, they're all NFL teams and NFL players, but when you're comparing that to a Cowboys offense like we saw last Thursday, these just don't stack up the same. So even with a low over-under of 30, I'm going to take the under. And I'm probably taking the Patriots here to cover that 6 points. Not because I think they're necessarily going to win, but I could see a 9-6 kind of score right? A 14-10, something really low where a small point differential still feels like a massive, you know, hurdle for one of these offenses. So I could foresee a scenario where at the end of the game, the Patriots lose by 4 or 5, and we think, you know what? It felt like they were getting blown out because they just lost time of possession by a lot. But every time the Steelers might start at their own 20, they get down the field some, and they just have to punt it back. And if you're a fan of punts, I feel like this is going to be your game. Other than that, if you like offense, if you like scoring, rut-row.
Just for the sake of, you know, playing devil's advocate here so we can play another side of things, I'm going to take the over. I don't necessarily believe that that's really going to happen, but I'm going to take the over here. But I'm even with me taking it, I'm not going to take it by a wide, like it's not anything where you're going to see a huge score. I'm thinking it could be something where, you know, Pittsburgh wins this game like 23-14 or something like that. You know, Ezekiel Elliott touchdown and maybe a special teams big play or something like that will get the Patriots a couple scores. But I just think that Pittsburgh, you know, will cover the score, I mean, or the spread and also win this game. So I'll take the over here. Barely.
Yeah. So right now the Steelers are -265 favorites, meaning a $100 bet will, or you have to bet $265 in order to win 100 versus the Patriots, who are +215 underdog, so a $100 bet will pay off 215. We're talking about odds of 50 points. This is not a huge differential, despite the 6-point difference between the two total points. I think odds makers are still not sure necessarily how this game is going to play out. So if you're a Patriots fan and you're just feeling it this week, then I could foresee a scenario where, man, maybe you put some money on the Patriots to pull off the upset. Throw $100 down, and you can more than double your money, almost triple it there. We haven't been keeping up with the over-unders, but one thing we have kept up with is the first score of the game. So each week, we've tried to guess the first score. And we talked about it last week about how we need to go back and look and just kind of add everything up and see how we've been doing over the course of the season on some of these bets. Spence, I know this is going to surprise you. I haven't had a single first score right all season. 13 weeks in, not a single one that I've picked as the first score has hit.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, but, you know, because, I mean, I've hit multiple times. But I get it. I understand, man. Like, you know, it's just the way the cookie crumbles.
You've hit a whopping 4, to be clear. So between the two of us, we have 4. Between the two of us, we have 4. We don't need to talk about the split.
Well, I'm just saying 4 is a lot more than 0. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So between the two of us, we have 4. That's all that matters. None of us hit last week. New week, right? So new bets. Here are the odds for the first score. We've got Patriots touchdown at +450. Patriots field goal at +255. Steelers touchdown at +230. And Steelers field goal at +210. So before we get started and lay everything out between you and me, Spence, let's welcome Stats onto the show and hear what he has to say for the first score of the game.
Yeah, if you wanted 5 seconds of your life that you'll never get back, because I don't know that I've gotten a single one of these right all year either, I'll take Steelers field goal only because, I don't know, I'm going Steelers field goal. I don't know if the Patriots are going to score all night. I know Pittsburgh can at least get 3. Maybe they get an interception or something that sets them up in the red zone so they don't have to actually do anything. I'll go Steelers field goal.
What about you, Spence? Sounds like Stats has the same kind of reservations that we do.
Yeah, and I was actually going to go Pittsburgh field goal as well. If that's where you were leaning, then I will be okay to switch mine to Patriots field goal if you were going Pittsburgh field goal.
No, screw it. Steelers touchdown.
Okay.
+230. Right. Let's go. This is going to be the first one. Week 14, I'm going to hit it. First score of this game. It might come in the fourth quarter, but Steelers touchdown. First score.
And you know what? I'm just like you. Screw it. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Patriots field goal here. Damn it. The Patriots are going to do something right for once. Okay. They're going to get the first score. Patriots field goal. That's where I'm going.
Let's go. All right. So while we didn't have the first score hit, we did have some parlays hit. So Stats, ring the bell. While we both deserve it, Spence, you had 2 parlays hit. I only had 1. So you had both your conservative and your aggressive parlay hit, and you were 24 some odd yards away from a clean sweep.
Man, are you from Boston? You just sounded like you were from Boston there. You said you're like 24 yards. That's what you just sounded like, a New England fan.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm trying to embrace my inner patriot is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it came out so clearly, man.
I am so far from Boston.
Dude, like when I tell you, okay, I don't know if you heard yourself say it. You're going to have to listen back to this episode so you can hear it. It came out so smooth, man. Like you were born and raised up there. But yeah, first of all, Dak Prescott is added to your list. The one that we hate with, you know, the not too many
Commander fans. The Commanders, their single fan. Yep.
Because I just needed like 27 yards and I would have had all three parlays hit last week. But it's okay. Two is better than zero. I'll take it. Two out of three.
So do you have a conservative parlay that we can ease into this week?
Yeah, this week I'm going to go with for plus 168 odds. I'm going to go no safety to be scored. Patriots will not score in every quarter. And Jaylen Warren will have an anytime touchdown score. So again, one more time, for plus 168, no safety to be scored either way. The Patriots will not score in every quarter, and Jaylen Warren will have an anytime touchdown score.
I like it. I like Jaylen Warren in the Patriots or in the Steelers backfield. I'm not sure the Steelers will be able to move the ball much just overall, but I like that parlay and actually have the Patriots don't score in every quarter in one of my parlays a little later. My conservative parlay is one of my super exciting parlays where I'm taking a whole bunch of unders. It's Patriots under 18.5, Steelers under 24.5, but I'm saying the total points for the game combined to be over 21. So while I have questions about the total over under of 30, I'm hoping these two teams can at least combine for over 21 points, and that's plus 100. So straight even money, not the most exciting of parlays, but it goes to show what I was saying earlier, even when we had stats on a little bit ago. I don't think anyone feels super confident in either of these offenses. So you're going to see this as a recurring theme through all my parlays. But do you have an aggressive parlay, Spence? Yours hit last week there too.
I do. I'm going to go, and it's crazy because I really try with the conservative to get as close to 100 as possible. It's tough for me, man, because I try to put players in there and I try to do different things. I don't take the easy road out like you.
Yeah, pick a bunch of unders.
I don't do that. So for my aggressive parlay, we're going plus 222. I'm going to go Ezekiel Elliott over 40 rushing yards. I'm going to go Mitchell Trubisky over 0.5 passing touchdowns. So he just needs one. I just need one, Mitch. And then I need total for both sides, over 3.5 total field goals for the game made. And that's plus 222 for Ezekiel Elliott, over 40 rushing yards, Mitchell Trubisky, at least one touchdown, and over 3.5 field goals total made for the game.
I like that one, and here's why. So my aggressive parlay odds, what was yours, plus 222, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's plus 220, and I'm actually going to steal some of the legs you said earlier. So I'm going to go with the no Patriots to score in every quarter. That's one leg. Total field goals for the game over 3.5. That's another one you said. But now for my third leg, I'm going to say total touchdowns in the game under 2.5. So two or less total touchdowns. I think this is going to be a special team showcase. It's going to be just punts and field goals. So that's total field goals over 3.5, total touchdowns under 2.5, and the Patriots don't score in every quarter for plus 220. So very similar to your past two parlays kind of combined there.
Man, at least I'm still trying to give it some type of excitement. I got like a Mitchell Trubisky touchdown in there. I got Jaylen Warren with a touchdown in there. You're like saying it's going to be field goals and sacks all game. That's just awful, man. That's terrible.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'm going to go into my crazy parlay because it's the most exciting of what I got. All right. So three legs again. Here we go. First leg, neither team gets to 20 points. Again, I don't like these offenses. I'm going to say, now here are the two that are the most exciting legs of any of the parlays I've said so far. Number one, both teams score in the fourth quarter. So while I think that the Patriots won't score in every quarter, I'm going to say both teams at least score points in the fourth quarter. And then the third leg, just because we're going to go Pat's money line. We're going to say Pat's pull off the upset. I know I said I think the Steelers could win the game and it's going to be closer. But I picked the Patriots with the points. I'm going to say Patriots outright money line. They win the game for plus 1,200.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I mean, forget the odds there for a second. You're saying the Patriots outright win. Okay. Yes.
Let's go. That's hot Boston take. In me. That's the Boston in me.
With the yards. I heard you. Stats, we got to have something for you to play right here, man. That's great. Like, that's a hot take right there. Patriots winning the game outright. Okay.
All right. I made a touchdown.
So that was what, plus 1,200?
Yep. What you got?
Okay. I got plus 1,800. I'm going to say my man Mitchell Trubisky comes out and lights it up, man. Not really light it up, but he's going to have a good game for him. Over 200 passing yards. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to have a revenge game. He's going to, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Anytime touchdown score, it's not happening. Patriots over 13.5 team total points. So I got Mitch Trubisky, 200 passing yards or more. Juju Smith-Schuster, anytime touchdown. And Patriots over 13.5 team total points for plus 1,800.
Yeah, I'm going to say DraftKings is going to like call in a random drug test for you after this podcast with that parlay.
Well, it's the crazy parlay. And if I see anything happening, I do see those moments where a guy goes back to the team that he was drafted by. And, you know, he has one of those games where he'll turn a 3-yard slant route into like an 80-yard reception. And he's all emotional and he's screaming at the fans in the end zone. And he's just making a big deal out of it. That can happen. I see it. It can happen.
That can happen, but it takes a quarterback to throw you the ball. And I'm not sure who the Patriots are going to have throwing Juju the ball. So good luck in the Juju revenge game.
No, you're right. You're right. They're so bad, man. And I love it as a Bills fan. I love the quarterback purgatory is exactly where the Patriots deserve to be. And I love every moment. I love every single moment.
Is Bill Belichick a good head coach or was he just the beneficiary of Tom Brady?
I think he's a good head coach, but I think just like most head coaches, when you have a good quarterback, I don't think it even has to necessarily be Tom Brady. I think if you have a good quarterback, you tend to win more games. I just think, you know, I know most people like to say wins earn a quarterback stat, but typically when you have a good quarterback, your franchise has more wins.
No, makes sense. And we can talk about quarterback purgatory and my New Orleans Saints a little later. But instead, let's talk about the bet of the game, the bet we can't afford to pass up this week. Last week, we had competing bets, Spence. We each had Tyler Lockett, and I had the under 50 yards. You had the over 60, and he got close to 50, but I ended up getting that one right. So here's what we can do again. I've got a super exciting bet of the week. Patriots first drive is a punt for minus 145. You like
it? Good. That's too good, man.
What about you, Spence? What do you have for us?
I have plus 205 because I don't know if Ramondre Stevenson is going to be healthy enough to play in this game. So if he's not, I think it's a given that if the Patriots score any points, it's going to be an Ezekiel Elliott touchdown. So for plus 205, Ezekiel Elliott, anytime touchdown.
Didn't you have him? Or didn't you have that, a Zeke touchdown as a leg in one of your parlays, or did I make that up?
No, I had Ezekiel Elliott over 40 rushing yards.
That's what it was. Okay, well, we'll see if he has a big game. If the Patriots win, because remember, they're going to win. I've already called the upset. It's going to be on the legs of Zeke.
So, hey, you're helping me out with my prop and my aggressive parlay here.
Well, let's help out Stats to come back and share his bet of the week. What you got for us?
Normally, I would never do this.
Oh, you're picking it under.
So disgusted with the Patriots offense and just how utterly inept it is. I'm going Steelers win in a shutout for plus 1,000. Now, normally, I'd never do it. I would never take a shutout.
Wow.
But if there's ever a game where you're going to throw that money into the center of the table, it's got to be this one. It's got to be. It's plus 1,000 odds. Give me 10 bucks. I'll throw it down on that.
So I'm counting that as an under. I'm counting that as Patriots under 0.5 points in the game because that's what that is. And that's terrible. He does not like cheering for negations. He doesn't like cheering for unders. But this week he just took the underest of all unders. a zero. And it's not going to happen because the Patriots are going to win this game. And next week, Stats and Spence, you guys can both apologize to Bill Belichick, the excellent head coach he is, for being able to steal one in Pittsburgh.
I just don't see it, man. I feel like it's the Steelers. I don't know what it is about this season for them, but like if you look at all the stats, you look at everything that would make you feel like you would know what the team's performance is, you would think that they have they've only won three games. But somehow they've won a bunch of games. They're still not at the basement or in the basement in that division, which is actually still, even without Joe Burrow right now, it's still probably the toughest division in football. They're doing a good job. I don't see them losing to the Patriots, man. The Patriots are terrible. They're terrible.
Fine. So who do you have then as your Thor of the week?
I'm going to go with Jaylen Warren. I think I could have gone with either running back here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I think that when you look at the game, when you watch the Pittsburgh Steelers play, it just seems like Warren's reps jump off the screen. Every single time he gets the ball, it just seems like, you know, even if it doesn't turn into a big play, it's just like, you know, you're on the edge of your seat because it almost was a big play. And I think that, you know, he has that big play capability. And I look to see him have a couple big runs there. Maybe, you know, I already have him as an anytime touchdown scorer. Maybe he's the reason why they win the game, have a couple big runs and a couple scores.
Well, I've changed up my Thor of the week. So I thought coming in I was going to go one way, but based on everything we've just said and how this podcast has gone, I'm going to change it up. And I'm going to go running back versus running back on you. Give me Ezekiel Elliott. We talked about it earlier. So I'm going to make a little side bet with you. I'm going to say Ezekiel Elliott has more total yards than Jaylen Warren.
If I'm being honest, I would probably take Ezekiel Elliott there because I do think if the Patriots have any type of offense, it's Ezekiel Elliott because Ramondre Stevenson's out. You already talked about their lack of quarterback play, period. So it's going to be Zeke. But for the sake of this, I'm going to roll with Warren just for the sake of this because I'm going to take your money like I always do.
Yeah. This is our transition to the Marvel bet of the week. And unfortunately, you got it right, Spence. I think it was a CeeDee Lamb longest reception is over under like 26. I took the over, and I think he had two 24-yard receptions. Like he had two that were right there. Yeah. But doesn't matter. You got it. So Stats, ring the bell. And give Spence his question.
In Thor Ragnarok, Thor gets on the ship and he wants to activate the ship and he has to give a password that is associated with his name. He doesn't get it right on the first couple tries, but eventually he figures it out. What is the password that Thor uses to activate the Stark Tech ship?
Oh, man.
Iron Man refers to Thor by this in the first Avengers movie.
Go ahead, Chris. I'm so mad at myself. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I think the way it played out was first Thor tries Strongest Avenger.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
And that doesn't work. And then he rolls with Point Break, I think. I think it was Point Break.
Damn you, Stark. Point Break.
Welcome, Point Break.
Point Break is correct.
I prefer you.
Hit me with a question, Stats.
Both teams score 10 or more points. Yes is minus 130. No is minus 105.
Man, that's tough. 10 points. Let me look at my other bets and see what I had. I'll take the no. I'll say one of them does, but we'll take the no there and just see.
Good, because I actually would have taken yes there anyway. I think, like I said earlier, I think that both teams will score some points. I think the Patriots are going to do something here because the Steelers just they haven't been a solid team all around, but somehow they still win games. So I think they give teams opportunities, and we'll see that. But no, they're not going to win, man. I'm really laughing that you're still really you're putting a money line in your part. That's just crazy to me. That's insane.
Stats, before you leave, do you have a bet of the week across the 13 slate for us?
I always have a bet of the week for you. This week, I'm going to go to Spence's Buffalo Bills, believe it or not. I'm going to show a little faith in Buffalo. I'll take the Bills. I'll take the 2.5 points against the Chiefs. I don't like what I've seen from the Chiefs. I think eventually you know, Patrick Mahomes' magic, even that has to run out. I don't have confidence in the team around him. So I'm going to go Bills plus 2.5 to win, and I'll take the points.
You know what, Stets, I'm with you there. That's not my bet of the week, but I think the Chiefs just aren't the Chiefs that we've seen. You know, like they're not the team that everybody was afraid to kind of go in and play because of the crazy offense. And if you're honest about it, I think their defense is the strength of their team this year. And offensively, I just don't think that, you know, the major Mahomes moments that we're used to seeing, we don't see them really at all. So, yeah, I'm with you there. But my bet of the week, I'm going to go Jacksonville money line over Cleveland. You're actually getting money. They're giving you money for this. Plus 130 money line over Cleveland. So give me Jacksonville all day.
Well, a couple things on that. So Jacksonville, I saw Trevor Lawrence is dealing with some injuries right now, including a potential high ankle sprain. So I'm not sure he's going to play. But this is, I don't know, 2-3 weeks removed from you talking up the Browns defense about how they're going to win games and they're going to beat teams just because of their defense. And now how quickly you have turned on the Browns.
No, they've been doing it. They've been beating teams. They lost a couple, but if you look at their season, they've been beating teams because of their defense. So I'm not all of a sudden turning on Cleveland. I just think Jacksonville, I know that the injury to Trevor Lawrence is probably the reason why the money line is there, is the way that it is. But I still have faith in ETN. I still have faith in those receivers. They're going to, you know, they're going to move the ball. It might not be the same way, but they're going to move the ball methodically. And they're going to, I just don't see Cleveland. Joe Flacco, as much as I love the legend of Joe Flacco when it comes to the Ravens, I just don't see him really bringing up any of that magic to help the Browns be successful at all this year.
Well, my bet of the week, I did it last week. I'll do it again this week. I'm going against the Saints. I'm going against my New Orleans Saints. I'm picking the Panthers plus 5.5 right now. So the Saints are still favored despite a bazillion injuries, despite the fact that famous Jameis is probably playing at quarterback. I still think that the Saints right now are just not a good team. They're too banged up. So give me the Panthers at plus 5.5.
Okay. I mean, that's certainly a hot take. Again, you got a couple hot takes throughout the show tonight. We'll see, man. We'll see. So why don't you take us on home?
Well, before we do that, we do need to shout out one other thing, and we need to pour some out for the homie, the man, Tim Boyle Doyle, who just got released by the Jets after two games. My MVP, my superstar who threw for 200 yards for the Jets and helped me win a bet against Spence. Tim Boyle Doyle, currently a free agent. But other than that, Stats, hit us with the outro and take us home.